Thank you for listening to the inspirational message for the first week of January 2021. The scripture reading for this message is the familiar story of the Magi traveling to worship the baby Jesus, as found in the Gospel according to Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 to 12. Let us hear God's word. Now, after Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea in the days of Herod the king, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem, saying, "Where is he who has been born king of the Jews? For we saw his star in the east and have come to worship him." When Herod the king heard this, he was troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. And gathering together all the chief priests and scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Messiah was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for this is what has been written by the prophet Micah. And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the leaders of Judah, for from you will come forth a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod secretly called for the Magi and determined from them the exact time the star appeared. And he sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child, and when you have found him, report to me, so that I too may come and worship him." After hearing the king, they went on their way, and behold, the star, which they had seen in the east, went on ahead of them until it came to stop over the place where the child was to be found. When they saw the star, they rejoiced exceedingly with great joy. And after they came into the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they fell down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented to him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And after being warned by God in a dream not to return to Herod, the Magi left for their own country by another way. You may have seen Christmas cards or bumper stickers that say, "Wise men still seek him." If so, do you ask yourself, "Am I a wise man or woman? Do I still seek him?" It has been suggested that there may have been more than three Magi seeking Jesus. The Magi may have invited others to come along to search for the Christ child. There may have been a group or even a crowd of wise people making their way to Jerusalem, then on to the little town of Bethlehem. They left their home, east of Jerusalem, with faith and courage, all the while carrying their wealth of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Why did these strangers care to visit this baby who will be king of the Jews? Why did they want to give him gifts? He was a child who had not yet done a miracle, who had not yet told any parables, and had not yet made his way to the cross. Yet, when the Magi saw Jesus with his mother, they knelt down and worshiped him. That was the purpose of their journey, to seek and worship the King of the Jews. Do we, who know how Jesus showed his love for the world, still seek him? Do we gather others to come with us to find the King, who is also the Good Shepherd? Dear Lord, help us to remember to seek you every day. You have promised that when we seek you with all our heart, we will find you. Help us to bring others to you. And when we find you, help us to be wise by learning to walk in your ways so we can follow you all of our days. Amen.